Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. This episode is a little bit dated because we talk about Fringe Festival in the future tense, but really, it's already happened. Hopefully, though, it inspires you to show some gratitude to someone in your life. Whether that's a family member, a close friend, a barista, a local journalist, a radio DJ, or anyone in between. Enjoy.
Patty brings me this gift card for Amazon.
Okay.
And it's stuck into a Nurses Week card that's got handwritten notes from everybody that she works with.
Aww.
And it was the sweetest thing. Honestly, like, I was seeing her through their eyes. And it was a beautiful thing. And as I'm looking at this and reading all these little notes, I look up above her card and I notice that I've got a card open on my desk from my improv students that has the same dynamic. Everyone's taking time to write a little note about what they loved about the class or me or improv or, and I thought, we are lucky people, Patty and me, in that we have people in our lives who express gratitude really sweetly, really eloquently, and really freely, so that we get stuff back like minutes after it happens. Mm. And do you have people like that in your life?
I think so. And I think that's one of the reasons like I really rebel against just basic greeting cards.
Yeah.
Right? If you're just going to sign it, I don't care if you spent an hour looking for the exact right one.
Yeah.
You are not creating any of the message still.
I agree completely. I look for blank cards.
Yeah. And so that's what I like about the, not to toot my horn, but that's what I like about the typewriter situation, because that's what it started out as for me. And I wanted to share that with other people. And so happy Fringe, by the way.
Hey, yay. Happy Fringe. And you're going back.
Yeah, I'll be back there doing 48 hours of typewriters again.
And when are you doing that? You got dates?
Yeah, so it's Thursday through Sunday and then the second Wednesday, so next Wednesday.
Beautiful.
Of the thing. So it's mostly in the evening, afternoon, evening.
Beautiful.
I've got volunteers this year, which is going to be great.
Nice.
So I think that's going to help me a lot in terms of just being there. But I just, like, I'll get that anxiety going into it, going, oh my gosh, what did I get myself? Like 48 hours over the next 2 weeks of doing this.
Yeah.
Really, that's not that much. But then I'll start it and it'll just be so much fun. And this year, I feel like, even though it's been 4 years since I did it last, back in 2019, people had no idea what I was doing back then.
Well,
and
some of our listeners might not know what you did, but what Nick has created here is this incredible gratitude love station where people have an opportunity to give some love back to the artists, the producers, the participants, maybe even the other patrons, other people.
Their fringe crushes. That was a thing that happened. Like people would write notes to their fringe crushes.
All right. Yeah. And there are plenty of them, right? And
it
gives people a chance to express themselves in a cool and different way. And in a way, it gives them a role in a show of sorts, right? The show of gratitude, the show of love. It's like, I love this idea. I just think it's a pure gift, right? I mean, this is the thing. We need stuff like that now.
Well, I think there needs to be more, and just like, this is not me as the typewriter repairman and salesman, but there needs to be more of that. You need to be able to show this. And every time somebody comes into the Joybird Books, where I also have a lot of the typewriters, I'm like, just write a note to somebody. Just when Mother's Day was coming, I'm like, make your mom cry. It's such a great feeling. When she opens something, I honestly, like, every time I've talked to somebody who sent their mom, whether it's for Mother's Day or not, a typewritten note that is, you know, even if it's only a few lines, she will immediately well up.
It's real. Well, it's more difficult to type a note than it is to handwrite a note.
Oh, sure.
You know, I mean, we're in the day of word processors and technology, but to actually type something, and anybody who's ever used a typewriter and made a mistake and then had to correct that mistake, which, by the way, I love your cavalier approach to mistakes. Like when you type out cards and stuff, you just very often just X over it.
Just keep going.
And the thing is, it doesn't affect anything. Even seeing that actually reminds you, it's kind of hard to use a typewriter sometimes, you know? But I think it shows effort. And that's what people feel. We put that into our Fringe show, right? So that people could see what that feels like to give somebody a typewritten note and see what, I wonder what kind of love came back from
that. I want to hear more about it. I talked to a couple of people afterwards and they said that they were really well received, but I'm hoping by doing the typewriter table this year that I hear back or see people who sent those out. So for people who may not know that, we actually gave everybody who was in the audience at our friend's show, You Belong Here, a typewritten note that they could send. They could mail. It was already done. All they had to do was sign and send it.
Nick created all of these. It was, I think, the single greatest gift of the show. It, just because it was so mind-blowing to people that they're going to actually get to take a typewritten note with Nick's personality all over them. I mean, we had them read their actual...
The note had the the personality all over it. They didn't have my personality all over them.
Although maybe a couple got close enough.
That's true.
But it really was amazing to see the audience even react to the notes that were read out loud. You know, because they were fun, funny, whimsical, you know, like you. And it was fun. So yeah, I kind of feel bad not having a show this year. I mean, I feel good too.
Yeah.
I feel good not having the stress and the work, but
we should do something else. We should plan out. I know we keep talking about it, but I just want to add one more thing about the gratitude part and just kind of bring it all back. Because the only reason I brought up the typewriter table, besides that I'm doing it right now, is that three or four of the notes that I got, the notes that were written were for me for doing the typewriter table. And it was the sweet, it meant the most to me. I have pictures of them. I have the original still.
Right.
One person even wrote like, you know, I've had a typewriter for X number of years and I've never used it because I've always been like fearful in a way. I'm going to break it. I don't know what to write. And this has given me the inspiration to actually use it. And I'm like, that's the most.
I love that.
And I was not expecting any of that.
Well, that's the beautiful part of it. It's like they say that people who shine a light on the world can't avoid having the light hit themselves.
This is
perfect. Well, I love that you didn't expect it at all. And I also love that it so affected you that you kept it. Because I have files. I have files called Nice Words. I'm not even kidding. And when people send me notes, emails, and stuff, I just poke it away. And if I'm feeling crappy, I go out to my Nice Words file, and I just remind myself that some people out there loved me at one point this way. And it's a good thing. I some people may frown upon it. You know, like it's an ego trip that you're going on. But that's not really what it is. It's like you're just feeling the love, and you're feeling the worth that comes with being loved by other people.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy they did that for you, because that's something that... Just the concept of it, right? You went in there with a gift for other people, but what you did was you got the rest of the world to give the gift to other people. That's cooler and better than just you giving a gift to the world. You opened a channel so that they could unleash on each other, which is my greatest wish, my greatest joy in all the things that I do, that I can create a channel through which one person connects to another in a meaningful way, and joy, love, some pass through it, right? So I'm excited for you. I'm going to come by and see your table.
Yeah.
Because I think this is super cool.
I think you should.
I think everybody should.
Yes. I have four typewriters, so four at a time.
Hi, friends. It's Bob. The more I hang out with Nick, the more I'm inspired to do more good in the world. Between taking care of his family, both parents and kids, his journalism, his art closet, and his Fringe Fields project, he's really making an impact on a lot of people in a very positive way. He's a good man, and I'm glad to rock this podcast with him every day. And so we end there, dear listener, with a little love from my podcast partner and friend. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Dose. We'll catch you next time.